Right, well now, this is a first. Never done this before, but how exciting is this on the internet? Okay, there you go.
It's hard to really pin down certain definitions for a genre, and even harder when you take into account subgenres and the many common exceptions to these often arbitrary rules for categorizing styles of music. In the end, the task is almost impossible. Take yacht rock, for example. I'm sure a few bands pop into your mind, in certain songs even, but for some of us, it's just a vibe or a feeling that really defines the genre. For me, yacht rock is a day of sunshine and good feelings. But thankfully, the band for today makes it a little easier to pin down what yacht rock is. The decade-long collaboration of Andy Platz and Sean Lee, under the name of Young Gun and Silver Fox, entered the scene in 2012, effectively wearing a name tag that said, "Hi, I'm Yacht Rock." With the advantage of being 50 years removed from the time of the genre's conception, Young Gun and Silver Fox stand on the shoulders of bands like Steely Dan, Player, Doobie Brothers, and many others to craft a cohesive sound that brings old sounds to the modern audience for what is yacht rock. This is I've Got Ox on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. I'm Gavin Listro, and this is Still Got It Going On by Young Gun Silver Fox. Welcome back to Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM. This is I've Got Ox, and I'm Gavin, and I'm joined by Allie and Bella, as always. And I'm on Ox today, and the song was Still Got It Going On that you just heard by Young Gun Silver Fox off of their album titled Tickets to Shangri-La from 2022. So yeah. I'm just going to confess right now to dispel the rumors that I did have to pause the episode and how to say that. And I voiced over saying that album title 4 times already. So.
Yeah, but we didn't look it up. And once I schooled Gavin, I got insecure and I thought I was lying. But Shangri-La is actually not a real place. It is a fictional place. But now we're all up to speed. So if you heard some glitches in those first couple seconds, no, you didn't. But Bella was the heard blind what? Listener.
Bella was the blind listener. So she had no part in that. But.
Yeah, so she's absolved.
She does have a part in her opinions, though. So what are your opinions, Bella?
It was good. I liked it. I mean, oh. What? At first, I was like, at first I didn't get the yacht rock connection, like, at first. But I get it now.
That it is yacht rock?
Yeah.
You gotta wait for their vocals to come in.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what for I mean? Sure. And I thought they had really good voices. It's, and yeah,
we're
going to
talk about that.
Very easy listening, I guess.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about what is yacht rock, because obviously you are operating under a definition that maybe I'm not operating under.
Well, I have a yacht, so.
Oh.
We're both yacht owners. 2 out of 3 people on this show are yacht owners.
Allie and I are actually part of the yacht club.
And it's
so
the two
really...
women in STEM. Neither of us are in STEM anymore. Bella's secretly a biologist.
Oh my gosh.
She's a chemist, the chemistry department here.
Yeah, you guys didn't know that?
Gavin, but if we were to distill what yacht rock is, what is that? What is your functioning definition or the general accepted definition of yacht rock?
Well, for the listener who was here for the intro, I mentioned my definition of what I think it is I just think of sunshine. I think of it more of a feeling than as a genre. Mm. And so I don't know. That sounds really dumb. It's a vibe. It's a vibe, guys.
It is.
But it's an idea of like sunshine and just good feeling music. And so music you would hear on the beach.
Inebriated.
I think it emulates a style of music that you would listen to on the beach from 1970 to 1980.
Yes, I was going
to
say. Like and the
so,
70 era.
Yeah. So it's definitely just a feeling, but it's constrained by a time period, which then comes with its own genres. So.
Yeah. How did you end up picking this song?
because I like yacht rock, and I think it's so cool that...
Well, this one's modern.
Well, that, yeah, and I...
You know?
It was almost after we did that episode of...
World is Going Up in Flames.
World is Going Up in Flames.
Charles Bradley.
Yeah, Charles Bradley. Yeah, shout out Charles Bradley.
He's dead.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Rest in peace with Linda McCartney.
Rest in peace with... Stop. Love and peace.
Love
Charles
and peace.
Bradley.
But after you did the episode, I was thinking about, you know, people emulating old styles of music in the modern day. And I was like, hey, I listened to this band, Young Gun Silver Fox, who has emulated almost perfectly, I think, that sound of West Coast kind of yacht rock sounds from the 70s in 2022, which is crazy because one of them, one of the guys in this band, the Silver Fox of the band.
Oh.
Is, well, no, that's the name. Is that's what it is.
No,
about.
I know. I just didn't make that connection that like he yeah. Gavin is calling himself.
Gavin is personally calling him the Silver Fox.
Yeah. No, if you look up a picture of them, one of them
yeah,
has
his
like
long, beautiful silver
platinum
hair.
Silver
wait,
hair.
That's crazy. And so then, is he old?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's pretty older. Old. He's older. Probably.
So do you think
50s.
He was like, guys, okay. Young Gun, Silver Fox. Like, he's like, that's me.
Well,
or is he like...
The other guy in the band, the Young Gun, had another band called Mama's Gun.
Mm.
And so I think...
So he named himself Silver Fox.
I don't...
And they both had solo careers yeah. and or still do concurrently
yeah,
with this
I think,
project?
I think so. But I think from what I can tell, this is definitely their yeah. most successful
yeah.
artistic venture together.
That's so nice, though. Just an old guy and a young guy.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic because it's like... It's not like someone trying to do jazz music from the 60s who was born in, you know, 2005 or something like that. Like,
yeah.
you're so separated from something like that. This guy lived during the 70s, probably. He grew
do
up in the 70s.
Do you know when he was born?
He looks like he's probably in his mid to late 50s.
I'll look it up.
Early 60s. And so that would have been at least when he was born. Yeah, so they kind of have this sound that I feel is emulating a lot of artists. And so I'm wondering if you guys have any artists that you kind of heard in their song, like were there times where you're like, oh, that's like a reference to that sound? Because I definitely have at least one.
Okay, I'm gonna say something that you're gonna find a tiny bit offensive.
Go ahead.
For a second, it reminded me of like
Jason Derulo,
like a John Bellion song or something. Like, you know,
is it because of the trumpets?
Yeah, I don't know. For like, but I liked it. But for a second, I was like, oh, it's like a little, like, I don't know, AJRE or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
There was, briefly.
When I was listening, I was thinking of someone and I've forgotten it now. But like, following this vein of like neo soul, yacht rock, like, I don't know, resurrecting some old genres, it's mm-hmm. it's very much like The Sacred Souls and then mm-hmm. Duran Jones and The Indications. But which one are you thinking of? Is it like vocals reminds you of someone?
This reminds, the production style and the instrumentation just reminds me a ton of Steely Dan. I don't know how much you listen to Steely Dan.
Yeah.
I know I subject Bella
Wait,
to a
no,
lot of Steely
I can,
Dan.
I get that. That
yeah.
makes sense.
And so I want to play a little game, guys.
Okay.
Steely Dan first, or?
Is it Steely Dan or is it Young Gun Silver
Fox?
Oh,
real. Okay. This is so perfect.
So Bella might have a little edge up on this because I play her a lot of Steely Dan. So, okay, ready?
Yeah.
Steely Dan.
Yeah.
No. That's this band.
Yeah, it's Young Gun Silver
Fox.
No!
Nice.
Yeah. But this is Rolling
Back. It
does
sound a little newer.
Yeah. But like you listen to the harmonies in the chorus.
Yeah, you're so right. Yeah.
So 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wait, what's this one? I like this one.
Yeah, that's Rolling Back off the
that's
same
the
album.
One
that's fire.
Yeah, you played me that before.
Yeah. Okay, well, who's this?
Steely Dan.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, there's old.
Yeah, you can kind of hear the production.
What, yeah.
Yeah, so this
it
is...
It sounds faded.
Yeah, that's My Old School by Steely Dan, which is something a little bit different than what Charles Bradley does, where they're not as committed to, like, you know, production techniques.
Is
right.
Charles
Bradley
just, like vibe.
Who's that? The
that's
Silver
the guy
Fox?
Allie did.
No,
oh,
that's
oh,
the one
yeah.
I did.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Which one's the Fox guys?
Sorry, guys.
Oh man. But yeah, so that's interesting that they kind of have more newer sounding stuff, but still have that old vibe too.
And it doesn't sound like they're trying too hard to make it sound vintage.
No.
Because you know some groups will like it'll be very distorted or like they'll try to make it sound too vintage.
Yeah,
and
like,
then
oh,
it just
like,
doesn't.
Ugh.
My favorite is like, oh, you're emulating a tape machine.
Yeah.
But just on the one instrument, not on the entire thing.
Not on the whole thing. Yeah.
Oh man. Okay. What about this one?
Steely Dan. Well, you're smiling. So
Gavin is smirking.
I still.
That almost gave a little Billy Joel, the little trail there.
Oh, now the voice gave it away. Yeah.
Wow.
I was right.
Who does that sound like? I'm not going to lie. Right there, that one vocal, and I'm saying this completely isolated, it was a little Frank Zappa. They're like, up on the hill.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and all, there's, I'm going to do a Zappa song. Oh my gosh.
You are?
Oh my gosh. I just decided that right now.
That will be a good episode.
That would be so funny.
We should play more games, honestly.
More games.
Yeah,
okay.
That was a great game, Gavin.
Wait, there's more.
Okay.
Oh. Who's this?
Steely Dan.
Yeah. Who's this?
This band.
This band. Yeah, new one.
Are you, how are you guys telling so quickly, you think? Is it the
production?
The production?
Yeah, and you can hear
I think it's the
it
production.
Just, I mean, the newer stuff obviously just sounds like crisper, but yeah. Maybe
I wish
like
I
a little
knew
faker.
Music well enough that I could use actual words to describe what I hear. Because sometimes I'm like, because the drum is going ting ting.
The crazy thing is Allie Hall said, I wish I knew music.
Well, like, well
actual
enough.
Music. Like, I don't know. That's crazy.
I could never be like, the chord progression, blah, blah, blah. The
oh,
music
like music.
Theory.
Okay, I like, get what you mean. I was like, probably like otherwise the boss I'm, of music saying that. Like that.
Because sometimes I'm just like, the drums go boom, boom.
Yeah, no.
And that one goes ting ting.
It sounds really quispy, guys.
That's literally what I sound like. And then music
like,
bros, like,
I know,
kill me.
I know, but I like that better because I can understand ting ting and
you,
boom bong.
Yeah.
If you say, like, the 2/4, and like, you know, I'm just like,
I speak
I
for the
know
people.
What you're saying.
Yeah. Gavin speaks for the musicians. We speak for the people.
We speak for the drums that go bing bong. Like, if you get it, you get it.
Oh man!
If you're trying to tell me the time signature with drum beat, like I don't know what's
happening. Hasta la
vista. Yeah,
give me bing bing.
It's called I've Got Ox. We're playing the music. Doesn't mean we know anything about
it. It's this diversity that matters.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, you're listening. No, we're not listening. You're listening to I've Got Ox on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. We're talking about a little band called Young Gun Silver Fox, and this time they're actually a little band. That's not like a. They actually have like no listeners on Spotify, but they're really awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty small. I remember when Gavin sent this song, I was. It's one of those things where sometimes, you know, when you listen to like insane amounts of music when you're younger, and then you'll hear stuff and you're like, oh, I kind of know what this is. I realized I had one song downloaded from, I think it might be their debut album. It was 2015. It's called West End Coast. And the song I knew was Better. And it has a similar vibe, but it definitely seems like they've grown a lot. And I would say even the production does sound a little bit crisper.
Is this better?
This is better.
That sounds very Steely Danny.
Yeah. Oh.
This was in my...
That's good. I like this better. Baby, what can I do? Yeah, that's so that. Steely Dan.
This is my like stoner rock era. It's like Sticky Fingers and Ocean Alley.
Jeez.
That was 85% of my music taste for many, many years.
Yeah. And like I can like analyze the chords and be like, yeah, they're using like complicated chords in the same way that Steely Dan does. But for me, when the, like beat one hits and it's just like this wash of sound that like equates to just like sunshine hitting your face, like that's yacht rock to me.
Wash is a really good descriptor.
It's a beautiful just...
It all comes down at once.
Yeah.
And it's not in an overwhelming way.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a smooth way.
It's like, it's not prompting you to like get up and dance, but it's also like going to put a smile on your face.
And we're very much into that because today was the first time the sun has come out. And
oh my gosh. Yes!
It's like, it was 59 degrees today when I got my car.
Yeah.
The shorts are on.
We had class outside. It was
what?
Great.
Really? That's awesome.
We walked all the way to the Arboretum.
Oh. Yeah. Humanities majors.
I saw something that was like, when you don't think seasonal depression is real until you walk outside and the sun hits your face and you feel like you just took a molly. I was like, yeah.
Took a molly is awesome.
That's crazy.
Pop a You feel like you took, can I say molly on the radio?
It's a thing that exists.
Yeah, okay, but
we're
anyways.
Not telling anybody to take it.
Yeah.
Let the record show.
Anyways, I was like, yeah. Because when it's all dark, I'm like, guys, I don't even get it. I feel great.
And then you're like, then only listening to Elliot Smith. Yeah. And then suddenly, in one day in February, you start listening to this band.
Yes, exactly. And you're like, what's that? I step outside and I'm like, my blood is warm again.
Yep.
But yeah, so...
Anyways.
So talk about Sunshine and Yacht Rock, which Yacht Rock, I feel like to me is not a real genre. It's like a name that puts on something. In a similar way that people have this thing called Dad Rock.
Yes.
And what does Dad Rock make you think?
Well, mine is kind of discriminant. Mine is usually, when I say it, it's like a slur. When I sing Dad Rock, I think of the time I was 15 and I was cornered in a kitchen by someone's dad and I was talked at about Rush for like 2 hours. Jeez. And he was making me watch videos on his phone.
Wait,
and I was like,
that's
sir,
crazy.
I don't care. So Dad Rock to me, I almost associate with like 80s, 90s. More so.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So I think like Pearl
depends.
Jam. Pearl
well,
Jam is the big one.
Well,
that
that's like your
mind.
Dad, right, Gavin?
Well,
like Pearl Jam's your dad rock.
To me, Dad Rock would be like my dad listening to Billy Joel.
Yeah.
It'd be him telling me about his first time getting that record. Because Pearl Jam for him was like college.
Right.
And so that's a little bit different. That Dad Rock to me is something that he would put on when he's like at the grill.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's still like his music. But it's not quite Yacht Rock because he doesn't really like Yacht Rock.
Yeah, I don't know. My Dad Rock, when I think Dad Rock, I think like Grateful Dead. And basically that's
Yeah, Grateful
it.
Dead is
And like
big
The
one.
Cure or, the, yeah. or yeah. the Clash.
And so like Spotify is, they're so cool the way they have their playlists and they have a Dad Rock playlist that they curate. And like all those people you're talking about are on there. But it is more, it's less 90s, like you were saying, Ellie. So there's like Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
That,
Crosby, Stills, and
that's
Nash.
That's like
Billy Joel.
Bruce Springsteen.
America.
No hate, but that's like derogatory.
Tom Petty, like, Eagles.
Derogatory. We should segregate it further to derogatory dad rock, endearing dad rock.
Yes, exactly.
Good dad, bad dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Present dad, absent dad.
Yeah. Some dad is out there listening right now like, guys
I love
Bruce
Springsteen.
And then there are Rush dads.
Rush dads are the worst. Just kidding.
No, don't be a Rush dad.
Love Rush. I don't, but I love if you do.
Oh, wait, man. Is Crosby, Stills, and Nash derogatory dad?
No,
rock?
I love Crosby, Stills,
and
Nash.
I was like, my dad loves Crosby.
No. I was just spitting.
Okay,
it's interesting. There's like
I got scared.
Thin Lizzy and Paul Simon are both on this playlist for
That's
dad
crazy.
Rock.
Yeah,
which is like
I feel like hair metal also could get lumped into dad rock.
It's really whatever was on the radio when they were kids that they're still listening to, it, and now they're imparting on their own children and being like, "This is what I listened to when I was your age."
It's what they're passing off.
Yeah, but it's cool that someone's doing that currently, making the music that they listened to as kids, but today.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm having the same experience as my dad would have had because the music is new to me.
Right.
But so that's why I love Young Gun Silver Fox so much.
Very cool.
And they played in Detroit the other week, but I couldn't go.
Oh, nice.
I was so sad. Oh. Yeah. But yeah, so we are out of time pretty much for this episode. But thank you for listening to Ready for Hillsdale 101.7 FM, talking about dad rock, talking about yacht rock. And Young Gun Silver Fox. So see you next week, guys.
Bye.